And good afternoon. We're going to take a few moments and talk to Mark Coombs from Denton County, Texas. Some of our friends down in Texas. Let's say good afternoon to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Good afternoon, Al.
How you doing today?
Very well.
Thanks for joining us here on Democratic Talk Radio. Well, you're down there in Denton County, Texas. Where exactly is that, Mark, for some of our local, for our listeners here in Tennessee?
If you think of the Denton County as being at the top of a triangle, the county immediately to the southeast is Dallas County, and of course Dallas is the county seat down there, and the county to the southwest is Tarrant, and Fort Worth is the county seat down there, and so we sit atop the what's known as the Golden Triangle. We're about 30 miles from Dallas and Fort Worth.
So you're kind of a suburb to the suburbs.
We're a suburb to the suburbs. Now, the powers that be here in the city of Denton always attempt to somehow make us different from the rest of what's known as the Metroplex.
But,
essentially, we're part of a about a 3 million population Metroplex, or as I like to call it, the Metro Mess.
The Metro Mess. Traffic problems, a big headache down there?
Absolutely. Some people seem to think we're going to be able to pave our way out of congestion.
They tried that in California, and look what happened.
That's right.
Well, Mark Coombs, I appreciate you joining us here for a few minutes. You work in one of the precincts there for the Democratic Party. Tell us a little bit about what you're doing down there.
Right. Well, I'm a precinct chair, and of course, you know, the way we have it structured down here, we have at the county level, you know, county party, and we have a county chair. And Denton County happens at the moment to be split into 120 precincts with about 3,000 people, plus or minus a few, in each precinct.
Pretty good numbers.
That's right. And you know, we're looking at Denton County, looking at this last census, a little over 400,000 people.
Wow.
And I'm a precinct chair in one of the precincts here in Denton at the county seat.
So you have a lot of Democrats to keep active.
We're working on it, and of course, I also maintain a little website on behalf of the party.
And what is that website, and how do you get to it, Mark?
It is www.dentondemocrats.org.
Dentondems.org. All right. I'm going to have to check that one out myself. I love being on the computer.
Excellent.
Boy, we get a lot of information off of it, don't we?
Yes, we sure do. I think that information off the Internet is the future of politics.
I agree, because it seems to be the only media venue that is still not hampered by big corporations.
That's right.
And their interests.
And, you know, oddly enough, I've actually set up my webpage through Yahoo and GeoCities. And it's one of the few places where organizations can go and set something like that up for essentially no cost.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there are some ad banners that you have to sift through, but it's a good medium, I think, for activists to get to know how to use and then to use it.
And just like you said, Mark, Internet could very well change the face of politics.
Absolutely.
I mean, it really could bring the citizenry back into the process instead of it being through special interest groups and large corporate funding endeavors, you know.
Absolutely.
And I tell you what, that Mark, you and I both know that that's what the Democratic Party is all about, and that's what we've been trying to restore in this country for a long time.
That's absolutely correct. Citizen involvement, citizen action, you know, certainly at the local level. And people need to just be aware of you know, all those things at the local level. And
Mark, do you think it starts at the local level? Do you think that we need to, like, really return to our grassroots and get the Democratic Party motivated at the local level and then expand upwards? Do you think that that's the rate that we should go, or should we start at the top and work down?
Well, certainly a combination of the two. Of course, one of the peculiarities of the system here in this country is on, you know, every 2 years during an even-numbered year in November, it's like 50 different countries having an election on the same day.
Right.
So, you know, certainly if one's going to be an activist, they need to be somewhat versed in the election law of their particular state. And so, you know, here I am sitting in Texas, and there are nuances about our election law that aren't necessarily the same as to a state bordering us.
Right, that would sound like a foreign language to me.
Right, exactly. And so, for instance, what happened in Florida, although it's, in my mind, a real tragedy.
Oh, well, this country got gut punched.
Right, it's difficult to speak intelligently about it because I'm not familiar with Florida election law.
Right.
So I think it's in, you know, it's necessary for activists to be familiar with their particular state's election law
and try to put those kind of things, problems that you might see in other areas, into perspective for your area.
Absolutely, and then the, you know, and whether you call it a precinct, as we do here in Texas, or I know in some areas there are wards or
districts
or whatever,
mm-hmm.
different districts, whatever your very most local area. Is where we need to focus our efforts. Get to know our neighbors. Who's moving in? Who's moving out? You know, when people move in, get them registered to vote. If we know somebody's moving away, maybe moving within the state, make sure that they're aware that they can register to vote where they move.
So those old processes that have been used in politics for eons, GOTV, get out the vote.
That's absolutely correct. You know, when your neighbor goes on vacation, water their plants. Feed their animals, you know, just do those neighborly things that work for, you know, have worked for us over the, say, the past 100 years or more,
mm-hmm.
and integrate that with this electronic medium. It's going to have to be a combination of the two.
Yeah, and you're right about that, Mark. It has to be done in order for us to tread water on this landscape that we've built for ourselves.
That's right. Absolutely correct.
And I tell you, well, you know, we have our work cut out for us coming up here in the next elections, and of course in 2004, because you know the Republicans have done a masterful job at their propaganda machine in putting out their message, and we need to do the same, because our message and our issues win every time, Mark.
That's right. Virtually every poll that's done, you know, you've asked people, you don't say, you know, well, this is a Democratic or a Republican idea. But if you go down a list of ideas and ask people what they think about it, what they're answering is a platform position that's found in the Democratic platform.
That's right.
You just don't find that to be true on the other side. And I think what it shows is that essentially the Republican Party, the interests of that party are of normally sort of wealthy individuals.
Right, wealthy corporate interests.
Right, corporate interests. And you know, certainly,
that's who they're looking out for.
That's who they're looking out for.
You know, and they'll give the common person lip service all they want.
That's right.
But when it comes to policy and the way that they vote in the record and at the state level, as Steve and I say on the program here a lot, the proof is in the pudding.
Absolutely.
And if you check their voting record, then you'll see where they stand on issues that concern us.
I think that if the people were to take just a second and look at that lip service, I think that they would come to and start voting the right way.
I think so. And if you and I have anything to say about it, Mark, we're going to try to change that this come election cycle. So who are some of the popular Democratic candidates down there in Denton County for the upcoming cycle?
Well, interesting things are happening down here. We've got, of course, our ex-governor is now your president.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. No, you probably get that a lot.
So we're looking to fill the governor's seat next year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually been talk that our current state party chair might be looking at running for the governor's office.
Hmm.
Either that, or she might actually be looking to run against one of our senators, Phil Graham, who you might be familiar with.
Yes, unfortunately.
And there are a couple other people that have made noises about possibly running for governor. So
the field looks pretty good.
We could have some contested primaries here, and I'm usually hesitant about contested primaries. They sometimes lead to some division that's
lapsed
into the general election. But
right, we're kind of having the same questions for locally here as well.
Exactly, but in this case, it could increase interest in the party, and so in this case, it could have some very positive outcomes.
Is it needed down there? I mean, is the Democratic Party in a pretty solid minority, or?
Yes, it depends on what part of the state you're in. Of course, up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and Denton County, especially, we're looking at some voting areas that are lean, you know, on the upwards of 80% Republican.
Mm. You got your work cut out for you.
Got the work cut out for us. Of course, in the down along the border area where there's a lot of Hispanic population, those numbers are exactly the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
The problem down there being that although the numbers might be 80-20 in favor of Democrats, you know, are these people voting?
Getting them to the polls,
getting
exactly.
Them to the polls. So, you know, in terms of those percentages, you can look at it that way, but in terms of raw numbers, that's a totally different deal.
Right, because without getting them to the polls, it doesn't matter.
So, here, locally, in terms of candidates, we don't fare so well, but on a statewide level, the potential still exists. The only thing that's got me really worried at the moment is we had this creature come out as a result of our state legislature failing to redraw district lines during the past session that ended in May. And we had this creature that's called the Legislative Redistricting Board.
Ooh.
And it's composed of three statewide office holders, the Attorney General and the Comptroller of Public Accounts and the
Land. Don't tell me they're all Republicans.
Well, and all of them are Republicans.
Oh, no.
And then we had our Lieutenant Governor who, because of the Bush ascending to the presidency, the Lieutenant Governor was an interim appointee. And then the Speaker of our State House, the only person on that board was the Speaker of the State House. It's the only Democrat.
Ooh.
And so those lines that were drawn for the State House and State Senate don't look good for Democrats. Now, the positive to that is there have been lawsuits filed, so there will be litigation presumably going all the way to the next census. The State Senate lines in the last decennium, the last 10 years, were challenged twice. And so we had we voted on state senate lines that looked one way in 92, a different way in 94, and then a third way in 96 that lasted in 98 and 2000. So,
I've always hated redistricting.
Right.
You know, I know it's necessary, but right. Man, there's got to be a better way.
I know that I've been looking at how some other states deal with this issue, and some states actually from the very beginning have. You know, it's always hard to think of politics as being nonpartisan, but they have from the very beginning some sort of a nonpartisan entity or board to redraw lines that are equally split between both parties.
And it seems to be pretty effective.
And that does seem to be effective. Those tend to be states that get their lines drawn early, apparently.
Hmm.
The lines aren't challenged in court, so you know you get lines set, and they last the whole 10-year period.
Hmm. Well, it sounds like Texas and Tennessee need to check out what some of those states have going on, because we're getting ready for the same problem.
Absolutely.
We've been talking to Mark Coombs from Denton County, Texas. He is the chairman of one of the precincts down there, and we've been enjoying the conversation. Mark, a couple things you wanted to close with?
Oh, I think just be wary of... When the president says that he accomplished something in Texas, we have a weak governor down here, by design, he claims that he did a lot of things down here, and it's basically a bill of goods when he tells you that.
Mm-hmm. And, well, you know, we've been on George Bush's case since long before the election, so I know that he was kind of a do-nothing governor in Texas, really. I mean, he did things that made him look good for whatever particular purpose, and his agenda seemed to be about his personal accomplishments and not about what was good for Texas.
Absolutely. I'd like to just invite everybody, when he says he did something for us down here in Texas, to delve a little deeper into the actualities of those statements.
Well, we're going to be watching close, Mark, and I know you will too. Appreciate you taking the time to talk to us, and good luck down there in Denton, Texas.
Great. Thank you for your time.